specifying a mode and a shape or something, I want you to think that in your head, and then afterwards, these guys, we all have to guess it. So we have to find the mode that you're in.
Okay.
Which means you got to be clear about it.
Yeah.
That's
you know,
part of it too.
One of us is at disadvantage. The other guys can manage.
Yeah, good luck with the modes there, Mr. Mike.
No,
I'll find
but,
it right away.
But there are a couple other parameters you could play with. Say, I'm going to start small and get big. Start big and get small. You could say, I'm going to start out of time and get rhythmic. One simple thing like that.
Yeah. Okay, so
it's kind of like a musical game of Pictionary or something. No, not really. That game where you have to guess what somebody else is acting out or
charades.
Yes, thank you. Wow, why was I saying Pictionary? That's weird.
If you gotten up and gestured, I think we all would have gotten charades sooner. Okay. All right. So that's the issue. So rhythmically, I need to be the one to come up with the rhythm. Or I just need to
no,
come
I'm
up
just
with
saying
the,
you come up with a concept. Either I'm going to be super out of time, I'm going to be super rhythmic, I'm going to play
okay.
a bunch of, you know, you just come up with maybe a direction and a mode.
Okay.
And then it's up to us to try to follow you.
Okay.
Let's try that and see what happens.
Yeah. Yes, we sure will.
Yeah.
I'm just making sound effects.
I looked at you. feel like that.
So, and so Wojtek, what did you think the mode was?
Oh. No, I didn't know.
Well, you were playing it.
Yeah.
So, what were you playing? Can you play part of what you just played?
Well, what did you think the mode was?
I mean, not my good fridge or something.
Right, well, you kept coming back to this D flat. So I thought it was probably D flat mixed with Lydian. Yeah, so that was pretty clear. And what shape did you have? Well, you get take a guess at what shape he was going for?
What shape he was going
for? Yeah,
I
was just, you know, was it trying to build up? Was it trying to come down?
Not sure.
I'm not totally sure either. What were you thinking?
I was just, honestly, I wasn't even thinking that far ahead. I was just wanted to play something that was like, had a beat to it.
So it was rhythmic. I think we got that.
And then
quickly.
From there, I would kind of just, I thought maybe somebody else would.
I thought there was a
go someplace
flow.
With it, you know what I mean?
I would have accepted I was scrolling through and finding sounds. So that didn't work out.
But you found one. You found a bass.
I finally
decent,
found a bass.
Decent.
That's a fretless bass.
Yeah. Find one that has the word funky in it, you'll be fine. The rest will take care of
itself. You don't have a
what print?
Okay, I'm just gonna stick with how clear you can be when you're a soloist about leading everybody else along with what you're doing, whether it be harmonically, this is where I am, or just, you know, in terms of the shape of the solo, this is where I want to go. How do you bring people along? And
so was that what you had in mind that I should be doing, like being the soloist?
Well,
because when we were doing these things, it was sort of like one person taking it and the other.
I mean,
like
it could go either way. You're okay. Right. I mean, the simplest way would be, say, one person lead, but then, you know, there are a lot of times when the rhythm section will propel a soloist forward, so it could be either way. But that's, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so why don't you start one?
Thank you.
Yeah, right. Right. So what do you get out of that?
Is it G minor and G dominant, right?
Yep. Yeah, so you added another chord.
Yeah.
That was interesting. That was cool. It gave it a little bit more shape in a way.
Timing, I thought I had it, and then I was left.
Yeah, and then I wasn't totally
sure. And then
sure
I thought I had
that.
It, and
maybe
I was left.
Then what? Well,
I didn't know if that was like budget on purpose.
Well, it could be kind of loose, too.
I was like getting some idea, but I like, wasn't fully sure on the rhythm that was going for.
Right, sure. Well, you just.
There was something very basic coming to my mind, and I wanted to do something different with this, but I didn't have an idea what, and that's why it wasn't like.
Well, whatever, I mean, you know, again, these things are often just, doesn't matter what decision you make, just make a decision,
yeah.
And
right.
Then everybody else can kind of rally around. Yeah, and what shape did you have in mind?
So I was trying to go kind of flat, and then softer, and then very.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I got
energy.
The flat part at the beginning, and then it did go up.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard. I mean, it's hard to telegraph all of that somehow.
So that's
up
was
that's
supposed
part.
To kind of like, it's like you go flat, 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 you kind of get used to it.
Yeah.
Then you go a little lower, but you'll go only lower to emphasize the jump up
right
after
mm-hmm.
that.
So
it's not lower just for the heck of it.
So let me ask this.
Yeah.
I probably should have asked this before we started. What are some ways that soloists can kind of telegraph their intentions? Ahead of time. I mean, probably simple. You actually, yeah. Eye contact is nice.
Yeah.
Body language is, you know, it's not rocket science.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a lot of simple stuff too. So body language is definitely one. Any other ones you guys can think of? There are a few that usually come to mind for me, but
I would say a change
increase.
Yeah.
What was that?
Volume increase.
I would say that. You might want to, let's say you play something basic, then you try to add things to it, so there's variation, then you go back to the very basic, so after that variation, why is it basic,
so
why is it going basic for too long, and then sudden you do something sudden, and that means, oh, something is about to happen. And
so,
then
yeah, kind of a couple things in there. So,
yeah.
Idea development, and idea density, and then there's also just texture. In terms of, I mean, in piano land, that's easier to do, but just articulation, dynamics.
Yeah.
I mean, all the stuff that when you listen to music, it makes it sound exciting versus mellow.
Texture,
in that case, it might be, you know, well, with piano, it's playing chords versus playing single notes, playing short versus playing long. You know, kind of what sound picture are you creating there that's going to help, you know, kind of create a mood. Nobody's brought up range yet.
Oh, yeah.
Getting higher. In fact, that can be a fun one. Just take a solo and start low and get higher. See what that does. That can be a whole different thing. I mean, or, you know, for you, it's, you know, maybe emphasizing different parts of the kit. Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Some of my favorite drum solos, you know, all of a sudden when you finally get to a cymbal or something, it's like, wow. Huge revelation. So, yeah, all of those things, and then, you know, rhythm, speed, just basic stuff, really. But, you know, it can be an interesting exercise also to listen to some of your favorite tracks and say, all right, I'm just going to listen for what ways are they building energy? And then you come up with a little list. It's like, okay, maybe I could use some of these too. Yeah, all right, let me start one, and I'm going to try to use some of those things, and we'll see how well it works. And I'm going to still pretend to be a bass player. It begins with a truck sound.
Thank you.
was it B flat Phrygian? Or the one with the
yeah,
flat
it was
second?
Kind of a, it could have been a bunch of different things, just depending
for
on
for a while
I
thought it was an E
flat. Yeah, kind of B flat Phrygian. I like Phrygian. Phrygian is just cool to improvise on.
Yeah, it reminded me of Siesta and Marcus Miller and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And Phrygian.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going for that.
Yeah, a lot of people like that one. I know Chick Corea really likes Phrygian, too. Where does he use it? So many places, it's all come to me. In terms of the shape, I thought what we ended up with was pretty clear, actually.
It was quiet, loud, quiet. It was
yeah,
kinda,
it was kind of a, you know, mm-hmm. a mound.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so, and I thought that we used a bunch of different devices to kind of get there. First of all, it was in time, out of time. Dynamics help a lot. And drummers have a lot of control over that. And you shape things in a really kind of interesting way. I liked it. And then there was some stuff with articulation too. Especially when you went into the double time thing. I thought that was fun. I was kind of making everything a little more compressed. And then it thinned out again. And let's see what else happened there. And I don't have to do a play-by-play of every single thing that happened, but there were a lot of things that it felt like we were sensitive to, especially after talking about, you know, what ways can we create energy. Be interesting to listen back and see what happened. But the point being that not that this is just going to help with free music, but all of these things, even though there are more parameters when you're improvising over chord changes, they're all things that you can have in the back of your head. So if I'm comping and I hear a soloist going, you know, especially a horn player going into the upper register, that signals something to me about where they want their solo to go. And, you know, likewise, if someone starts playing a bunch of double time stuff, I know either to lay out or to try to kind of create energy with them. It's just, you know, keeping shape in mind is really important, and I don't think it gets talked about quite enough, because, you know, it's very much what do I play centered, especially if you're doing an improv class or something. It's not always how do you tell a story, which is what casual listeners are more attentive to. I mean, even someone who knows nothing about jazz can usually figure out if you have a sense of direction. Kind of a group identity of, oh wow, they, you know, it went up, it went down. Mm-hmm. There's just like a general aesthetic that comes in there. That's kind of important. So
I think we had a good example of that. Actually, we experienced that when your group was playing and you were doing some of those.
Well, thanks. We try. I mean, we try to change it up as much as we can, because
there are some things like, you know, my wife was there.
It's hard.
They were experiencing that, you know, not like from a jazz.
No, I mean, that's not...
There was just those textures that was just...
Yeah, I mean, that's...
It was original.
Some of those
way.
Tunes are written in a way, especially Mike's tunes, the sax player. They were written in a way that they kind of have a shape built in.
Wait, not that Mike was here. So
no,
different
guy.
Different.
Yeah, Mike Caudill. He tries to, and that's something we talk about as a group too when we're rehearsing that stuff. It's just, all right, how is this going to be different than every other tune that's kind of written in this style?
Yeah.
Is it going to have a certain shape? And some of that has to do with the order of solos. For example, if you have the bass go first, usually, you know, it has somewhere to build after that, because you're kind of going from a lower, mellower register to a higher one. But, you know, beyond that, it's just, I don't know. I mean, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't with us. But it's something to start thinking about even now. So that was cool. Why don't we do Maiden Voyage a little more though? We started that last time.
Yeah, it actually didn't sound so bad on the tape. Considering
oh yeah,
first time
it was the first time
we
read it. Yeah. I might need to look at this one too. Yikes. Actually, I can.
Oh, you looked at this
it.
One last time, right?
Yeah. Actually, I should remember this. Oh wait, you got it. Voice action. Yep. Yeah, you know what? Shame on me. I forgot Rob wasn't gonna. Well, yeah. Maybe we'll nerd out about that sometime. try it. So 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Trying to be like, there I am, and
yeah.
It just never happened.
Yeah, well, it's confusing with the bass because it's not playing the same chord that you're on,
yeah,
in a sense. So you hear a D and you're playing A minor,
yeah,
so you can't really trust, yeah,
it could kind of follow what you were doing. Actually,
let's try
bass.
It from the melody, so where the melody comes in. So you could either dig in or turn up,
really
maybe a little bit, yeah. Section repeats once.
This is the first section.
Nope, that's the introduction.
That's the intro, okay.
So the backward repeat bar, the forward repeat bar is at third line.
Yeah,
now.
So it's AA.
Yeah, exactly. That's the form.
Then this is B.
And then,
but what about the intro? Like, how
that just
know?
Happens once. That's it. We're going to skip that for now, though. And I would just play,
okay, so
play chords, play block chords. Don't worry about getting that rhythm. So just.
Okay.
Wow, that sounds really terrible on fretless bass. Sounds like a doorbell or something.
A bad doorbell.
A bad.
Yeah, that's
doorbell.
My ringtone.
Just try to get through the hit for now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, one. So right on the melody. So from your pickups. The clearer you are just about those triads on the top, kind of the more suspended it'll feel.
Okay.
So if you're gonna hone in on one thing to kind of focus on, just A minor, C minor.
Okay.
For the
really.
And again, just taking little themes. It's a modal tune. Again, so it's just kind of about developing a couple ideas and kind of singing little phrases and
mm-hmm.
seeing where they go. Yeah, let's just take it from the top of your chorus.
Okay.
All right. One, two, three, four. Yeah, so it just goes back to that D to F thing, or that A minor to C minor thing, and then it kind of fades out. Yeah, that feels great though. Yeah, I mean,
technically it's not hard to play, right?
Well, it's just kind of about developing things and pacing things, and that rhythmic thing, the rhythmic feel is a little strange.
It's different, yeah.
Yeah, where the hits lie. Can we be about there? Does that work? Alright, so Goody, you got melody?
Yeah.
What?
Just from listening to you, it was like singing Bull Larry. Never mind.
Oh, I see. Oh.
Freeloader is much better, but you just put that in my head.
Right, yeah. It's not intentional, that's for sure. And then at the very end, we'll just tag the ending a couple times. And that A flat is going to happen every time through the solo section. So we'll just use the first ending for the solos. So make a lot of money on that A flat. Alright. Yeah, we can trade a little bit over this one too. That might be fun.
Yeah.
Let's do that. And we'll just alternate with drums. So yeah, so it would be Goody, Mike, Wojtek, Mike, me, Mike. Yeah.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay. One. You got Melody?
Yeah.
Right. Alright, one, two.
Thank you.
sounds on ding 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 ding
figure
ding,
out how to
ding.
Take it somehow.
Thank you.
But what I like about Kenny Garrett's solo idea, flipping it around, and, you know, he takes probably 8 or 9 choruses or something, and each one is a little bit more higher energy than the one before it, so it's kind of a pacing game in a way, and it's super fun to listen to, and it's just trio, too, so he doesn't even have chords behind him. He just kind of ramps the whole thing. Here, let's listen to that, you know, player playing the same tune.
Wow.
See what overlap there was. McCoy
Kenny.
Does it.
French title is Dead Leaves, but it didn't translate well into English.
That's what the 11 called it.
Positives.
Yeah, I remember studying that one for a while. That's a good one.
I'll try it. I'll have to figure it out for next time. There was some version of one of the songs we do that was just crazy.
Oh, cool. Bring it in. We'll listen to it.
I have to figure
That'd
out what it was.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so are we doing, we're doing this in the real book key, right?
Yes.
People sometimes call this one in C minor.
Yeah, Ethan was showing us.
G minor. Right, G minor, yeah. So beware.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Alright.
When you come to a jam session.
Right. Okay.
Are you doing head or am I doing head?
I'm gonna ask about that.
Okay, let me try your head.
Okay. Alright, how about kind of medium ish? 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. was the first one?
I think